Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hamadaya Sadeu Oise Sa'a Labeis Sa'asayim Oike Shalash Ruchos Mashai Esem Soyes Nimsa Medaya Beis Arba Soyin. One who makes an animal pen in his field in Shviyas, he should enclose an area of Beis Asayim, which is 100 by 50 amos, with four fences and move his animals to there. When it's filled with manure, he should remove the fences on three sides and leave the fourth standing, and transfer those three fences to the other side of the fourth fence, and then close it from the other side, thereby ultimately having a pen of Beis Arba'a Soyim, which is 200 by 50 amos. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Beis Shmoina Soyim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he may do this in Beis Shmoina Soyim, which is 400 by 50 amos. Hoisa Kol Sadeu Beis Arba'a Soyim Meshaya Memenu Miksas Mipnei Ma'asa Ayin Moitzi Minasa V'Noisin Asich Sadeu Kedech Hamzablin. If his entire field was an area of Beis Arba'a Soyim, he should leave a small part of it without a pen because of Ma'asa Ayin, and he should take manure from the enclosure rather than leave it there, but afterwards he can put it in his field in the way of those that apply fertilizer. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Sadesh Nis Kavtsa, Tizra le Motse Shvies, Nitaiva oi Nidaiva le Tizra le Motse Shvies. The Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah later on. If a field had its thorns removed, it may still be sown in Shvies. If it was thoroughly ploughed or used as a pen, it may not be sown after Shvies. And our Mishnah even ideally permits making a pen. Amr Biona, Kinemas Nisan, Havoisa Lamid, Sown, Besech Sadeu, Oisesa Beisosayim. Rav Yonah answers that our Mishnah was discussing when he merely wishes to stand his animals there, but he's not trying to fertilize. The wording also indicates this, as it implies that he merely wishes to stand his animals there, but he doesn't actually intend to fertilize. B'chol oisin siyaren, b'mach tzalois, uvakash uva'avonim, afilo shoshich avonim zeh lemala mizeh, uvad shlo yehe ben sa'a l'sa'a, kemloi sa'a, oisa amokim choylev boi goizez boi umoylech umevi es hatzoin derech aleah. And we have a Tosefta that says one may construct an enclosure from any material that can contain the animals, means from mats, straws and stones, and even using three parallel horizontal ropes, he may construct another enclosure as long as he distances it to the width of an enclosure away. And in that space between the enclosures, he may milk, shear and walk the sheep with no concern if they make droppings there. Tanu Shimon Loza Omal in Rotzal Toikea Esiyated Be'eretz Ba'aretz Va'ise Saharin Ba'aba Ruchoyser Shoshmoyne Soyim. We have Rav Shimon ben Lazan and the Baisa saying that he may thrust a peg into the ground and make the enclosure of Beis Asayim on each side of it, making Beis Shmoina Sayim, which is 8 Sal. Eim Adayim, Lebe Shabbosos, Lebe Mtoimim, Lebe Cholos Shaboyed, Afile Betoiva, Vein Rashai, Lahoshiv, Shoimiv, Lenai, as a sign, Vimbo Meileim, Eim Asayim, Oisam. One may not even tell a Gentile to make a pen on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, even if he does it as a favor. He may not appoint a Gentile guard if the sheep came there on their own to prevent them from leaving. The Gentile may not move the sheep from place to place in order that they make more droppings. If the sheep came on their own, he may not direct them into the owner's field. If Gentiles are working for him on Shabbos or Yom Tov, for example, if he hired them to do a job over a period of time, which is kablonos, if they come to make a pen, he may assist them, appoint a guard, or move the sheep around. If the sheep came there on their own, he may direct them. Tanu Shimon Gamliel Omer b'Shabbos medayrin b'toyva over Yom Tov b'mezoinos v'chol shemayed afilu b'schar. Shimon Gamliel disagrees in the Baisa, and he says on Shabbos he may have a Gentile make a pen as a favor. On Yom Tov he may pay the Gentile by supplying him with food, and chol shemayed he may even pay him money. Tani haseiches asoin osel anara. The Baisa says if one rents a sheep for its wool or milk, he may not mena'er it. Maulanara, what does that mean? Molicha, mimokim, lemokim, hadaamma, b'shesachol azman murad, ava b'shesachol azman maruba, muta, oisa hayoim ha'achroin, osa. What's the meaning of manaya, moving it from place to place in order that it makes droppings? It's prohibited since he's causing a loss to the owner who has the right to the droppings of fertilizer. This is discussing when he rented it for a short period of time, but for a long period of time it's permitted except on the last day of the rental. Quoting Rav Nachman bar Yaakov says, if a person goes to relieve himself and he's unable to do so, he should walk from place to place. Rav quoting Ma'ukva says that the vegetable called chafisa is good for constipation. Rav Chiya bar Shaul, Ad shalai pasku, oibdei avoida, ma'u shei muta lahoitzi minasa, uletein b'seich sadeu kedech mazablin. Rechia Ba'aba asked, before the worker stopped working, is it permitted to take manure out of the enclosure and put it in his field in the way of those that supply fertilizer? The Gemara leaves this question unanswered.